Well, yesterday we heard about the advances that researchers are making against pancreatic cancer. Today, a development in the fight against a common blood cancer, B-cell lymphoma. It develops in the lymph nodes. Older adults and people with weakened immune systems are most vulnerable. Now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a promising new treatment. It's called Yescarta, and it's part of a new approach to treating blood cancers by re-engineering the immune system. A handful of cancer centers across the country now offer it, including the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. Karen Weintraub from WBUR reports.
Judith Wilkins normally has too much energy to stay still. At 59, with hair tinted a fun mermaid green, she's always cutting, combing, blowing, or fussing at the hair salon she owns in Woburn, Massachusetts. But last year, after 18 months of chemotherapy to treat her B-cell lymphoma, the cancer was winning. Running through all the typical life-saving options left Wilkins exhausted. Then, her oncologist got her one of the last slots in a clinical trial for an emerging therapy called CAR-T.
But I remember saying to her, no, I'm not doing this. I said, it's a trial, I'm not going to do it. And she looked right at me and she said, yeah, we are going to do this. It's going to be okay.
This meant sending Wilkins' blood to a lab in California. There, technicians took out immune cells called T cells and re-engineered them so they'd go after the cancerous cells that were making her sick.
The best way to describe it, it's like a Pac-Man in my body. The cells just cruise through your blood and identifies the bad B cell and just eats it.
And the Pac-Man cells don't stop there. Glenn Drainoff is global head of immuno-oncology at the Novartis Institutes for Biomedical Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
They become part of the immune memory system so that they can persist for long periods of time and prevent a recurrence of the cancer.
In August of last year, the altered T cells were put back into Wilkins' body. Within a few hours, she felt horrible. Her immune system went into overdrive, as often happens with CAR-T therapy. It felt like a really bad case of the flu. Wilkins spent 9 days in the hospital and the rest of August sleeping. But a scan at the end of the month couldn't find any cancer in her body. She was back at her job cutting hair again just after Labor Day. And, more than a year later, her scans are still clean.
I am the poster child for CAR-T cell therapy. What has happened with my body? It's incredible. It really is.
CAR-T doesn't help every cancer patient as much as it's helped Wilkins. For her type of cancer, about 30% get results like she did, with another 20 to 50% getting a much shorter extension on life. Dr. Karen Jacobson is Judith Wilkins' oncologist at Dana-Farber.
When they leave the hospital, walking out of here, eating, you know, going back to their families, making new memories, and going back to work, you know, within a couple of short weeks, it gives you chills.
Right now, CAR-T therapy is approved for just two types of blood cancer, B-cell lymphoma and one rare form of childhood leukemia. And treatment comes with a staggering cost. The newly approved Yescarta is priced at $373,000 for a one-time infusion of engineered T-cells. Another treatment, Kymriah from Novartis, costs $475,000. The companies have picked up the cost as part of the clinical trials. But with FDA approval, more patients will have access to the therapy, and the cost will shift to patients and their insurance companies. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Weintraub.